ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ
ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ
ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ. ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲ ಬುದ್ಧೇ ಪುನರವಿಂದಾಯ ತಪತ್ರ ನೇತ್ರ ಯೇನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪಃ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ಸುರಗುರುಂ ಜಗದೇಕನಾಥಂ ಭಕ್ತಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಸಕಲಲೋಕನಮಸ್ಕೃತಂ ಚ ವೈಗುಣ್ಯವರ್ಜಿತಂ ಅಜಂ ವಿಭುಂ ಆದಿ ಈಶಂ ವಂದೇ ಭವಗ್ನಂ ಅಮರಾಸುರಸಿದ್ಧವಂದ್ಯಂ. ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶುಭೋದಯ. ಗುಡ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಗುಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ನೂನ್, ಗುಡ್ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಜಾಯ್ನಿಂಗ್. ವಿ ಸ್ಕ್ರೇಪ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದ 10th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. And the 10th chapter, so profound, reluctantly we said we finished. Bhagavan Shri Krishna talked about his glory. His glory in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna says, everything is contained in him. In the 10th chapter, Shri Krishna talked about how he is there in everywhere. Wherever something extraordinary is happening, his divine touch is there. Without his divine touch, nothing, even the blade of grass cannot move, nothing extraordinary can come out without the divine grace. That is what he touched upon. And before entering into the 11th chapter, Mahabharata story, Mahabharata in the Vanaparva, in the third section of Mahabharata, in the first year, Yudhishthira, he had Akshaya Patra. Pandavas received the Akshaya Patra from Surya Bhagavan, and he had everything in abundance. Like most of us, strive very hard to come to Australia. Once we come here, we lost the purpose. So comfortable, life is so comfortable, just cruise along. And in the any long weekend, go on a holiday, and it's a luxury. We are when the abundance is there, chances of squandering the life is also more. We take the life for granted in the name of socializing, partying. We don't know how the time is slipping. Yudhishthira was a solid case. He had Akshaya Patra, getting everything in abundance. He was getting everything in abundance. Bhima and Draupadi talked about, look at this man, king. He has no concern to recover his kingdom back. He is casually whiling away his time and talking, listening to discourse and having a 5-course meal casually. And he has lost the purpose of his life. We had to wake him up. Then Draupadi initially, she asked him to get up. And she told, I'm surprised about two things. One is Duryodhana had no remorse in what he did. And the second one is you. Another astonishing thing. Having lost everything, having no concern to recover. Then Yudhishthira tried to play the game on the fate. Everything happens because of the God's wish. and God's wish, I have absolved Duryodhana, and if I am meant to get my kingdom, I will get my kingdom. If I am meant to lose my kingdom, I will lose the kingdom. So, like casual approach, he said, then Bhima entered in. He said, just by banking on God, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. God, if I am destined, I will get. One is yogyata should be there. Self-effort should be there. Then only God's blessings will be there. God's blessing won't just befall on someone sitting idle and thinking that something magic will happen. And he said, you are a king, kshatriya, you are obligation to recover your land back. It was unjustly usurped by Duryodhana and team. And when Duryodhana can do this one to the king, then what about the ordinary subjects? Ordinary subjects cannot live in peace, and you have an obligation to protect the ordinary subjects also. You had to get up. And hearing that one, Yudhishthira woke up. And yes, then Vedavyasa came, and he asked Arjuna to acquire divine missiles. You had to have divine missiles. And Vedavyasa gave the mantra upadesha to Yudhishthira, and he asked Yudhishthira to pass it on to Arjuna. Arjuna, it is Yudhishthira passed it on to Arjuna and asked him to do the japa, Om Namah Shivaya, in the forest Indrakila Parvat for 6 months. And he was, he went to that place. And he confronted with, when he was doing a japa, there was a boar, wild boar came attacking. It was a Mukasura. Then simultaneously, Arjuna hit that boar, and another hunter man also hit. It was a Mukasura. Mukasura, it is Muka. Mukasura means another name, one having known, keeping quiet. Many people have seen more these days. Parents, though they know, they keep quiet. They don't talk about to the children. Children, let them do whatever they want. They are sitting idle. They don't. They are not interested in correcting the children also. Like Mukasura. Mukasura, when you keep quiet, then you have an obligation to correct. That is why you have a like office, in the office you have manager, that designation, team leader or whatever, another designation is parent. Parenthood designation is there, you have an obligation to correct your children and not to become like a Mukasura, become not commenting. And when after that, both hunter man and Arjuna, they were claiming that because of their arrow, boar died. Then they went into that confronting, and Arjuna's Gandiva got emptied. And later on, he realized it was none other than Lord Shiva himself had come. And Lord Shiva said, I'm giving you the Pashupata Astra. General understanding is Pashupata Astra belonging to Lord Shiva. In the Mahabharata says, Lord Shiva himself says, this belongs to Vishnu. I am just holding on custodian of this one. I am giving to you. And Lord Shiva gave the Pashupata Astra, and other devatas, Agni Astra, Varuna and Yama, other devatas, Dikpalakas, all Kubera, everyone came and gave their weapon. And after that, Indra said, come to the heaven. You come and stay there, and anyway, you have a lot of another 12 years to go, and you have free time, come to Swarga. So Arjuna is an incarnation of Indra. He went to Devaloka, and he shared the seat with Indra. And when the time came after 5 years, Arjuna said he wanted to go. So when he wanted to go, Indra said, please stay. No, he said, Arjuna said, my home birthplace is far superior than the heaven. In Ramayana also it comes, Lakshmana says in Lanka, Ayodhya, what is there? Look at Lanka, full of gold, everything, abundance. Let us stay here. Why go back to Ayodhya? Let Bharata rule. Then Lord Ramachandra says, and Janani Janma Bhumisya, he talks about my place of birth is higher than the heaven. Arjuna also says that one. I want to go and I want to be with my brothers, my family members, and it is far superior than everything is in abundance. And it's a message for us also, having come this far, we should not forget our Matra Bhumi, that we had to be connected and contribute back to our motherland. Motherland, though everything is in abundance, but nothing like your motherland. And Arjuna says, then Indra gave his own crown and gave it to Arjuna. So in Arjuna got one name called as Kiriti. Kiriti, one of the names of Arjuna is Kiriti, Indra gave. And all devas, they gave him a conch. Today in the temple we had a puja, and our Apratim tried to blow the conch. And since all devas gave that conch name is called as Devadatta. In the first chapter it comes in Devadatta, Poundram Dadma, Devadatta. He blew the conch, that name is Devadatta. Devadatta, it is given by the all devas as a present to him. He blew that one before the start of the war. And Pandavas, when he was away in 5 years, they went around a pilgrimage for 1 year, and next 4 years they spent their time in Badri. Pandava spent another 4 years Badri, further away. That next year we want to go there. It is Surgarohana. Surgarohana is called as Alakapuri, birthplace of Alakananda River. Alakananda River, they went there, and in Kubera's hospitality, they stayed in Kubera, Alakapuri. It's full of, there is no, plenty in abundance, and I will quickly touch upon the story when they were in Badri. One flower, Saugandhika Pushpa, it is called a Saugandhika Pushpa, very fragrant flower, came and fell where Garuda tried to flap his wings from the lake. One flower came off and fell near Draupadi. She said, golden color, I want this flower. She told Bhima. Bhima went there. That lake was protected by thousands of yakshas. And Bhima, he entered the lake. They said, no, don't enter. You ask, we will give. Bhima said, I have no question of asking. I am from the king and I am taking. So they protested, and Bhima confronted and defeated all. Then they reported to Kubera. Kubera said, who was that? Bhima. Oh, Bhima, then why did you fight? And welcome them. And he welcomed Pandavas to stay in Alakapuri for next, they stayed there for next 4 years. What happened when they were going to get the Saugandhika Pushpa, I will talk about next week. Bhima along when he went to get the Ushabandika Pushpa, he met with Hanuman. Hanuman, what was the discussion? I will touch upon that one next week. And now we are entering into the 11th chapter, Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. Vishwarupa, we all have eyes, but we don't see. Though we have eyes, we see, but we don't, we see things, but we miss what need to be seen. We don't have vision, we don't have vision, we just blind staring. In the 11th chapter, in the first chapter, Arjuna says, Senayor Ubayor Madhye Ratham Sthapaya Mechutam Yavadetan Nirikshaham Yotu Kaman Vivastitan. I want to see who dares to fight. He wanted to see and who wanted to fight with me. He wanted to see through his eyes. So, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he deliberately positioned the chariot. Yev muktva hrishi kesho guda keshena bharatam senayor ubayor madhye ratam sthapayam senayor ubayo madhye sthapay itya ratottamam. And Lord Sri Krishna positioned the chariot such a way he can have a wider panoramic view and to see. He wanted to see who dares to fight with me. I want to annihilate all wicked people. He went there, but when Sri Krishna says, I want to see, he positioned. Now, instead of seeing the wrongdoers, he started seeing only his uncles, grandfather and guru and other things. He wanted to see, but he did not see. I wanted to see who dares. We also at home, and we are very critical of others. At home, somebody is not doing right. Oh, it's my wife. Oh, it is my son. It is my bablu. It is my this one. It is okay. It is okay. We condone. We don't see. We don't see. We take the partial the analysis. Arjuna wanted to see who wanted to fight. When he came, he only, instead of seeing the strength of the opponent, he started attaching himself as a relative. My friend, my uncle, my cousins, my brothers, and my guru. When his attachment came, wrong judgment of the relation, vision was blinded. His vision was blinded. His potential collapsed. He had so much of potential. He says, my Gandiva is shaking. I can't fight. I am becoming nervous. My tongue is getting parched. I can't fight. How can I fight with my relatives? Initially, he wanted to fight with enemies. Then he thought, I am not fighting with enemies. My relatives. So, in our life also, best in us will not come out. When you start having judgment is clouded, then Sri Krishna opened his, talked him little by little. What is karma yoga? Action is important. How you do the action is important. Do the action without any attachment. He started talking about various yoga, jnana yoga, raja yoga. And he talked about further. He talked about everything is done by me alone. By in the Vibhuti Yoga, everything is done by me alone. Nobody has the ability to do. All you have to do is make up your mind. Not make up, put on the makeup on your face, but make up your mind. When you start, your attempt is 0.01%. Rest, everything is done by the God, but we are not willing to do because of our attachment. We are not able to do. Shri Krishna says, Dhrida Nischayaha, make a firm resolution and rest. It's everything happening according to God's wish. Nothing can move, but we, as a responsibility, we are here to exhaust our karma. Exhaust our karma by doing our action with as an offering to the Lord. In the 10th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about towards the end, whatever great is there, whatever extraordinary is there, it is Tejo Amshena, it is Atava Bahunetena, Kim Jnatena, Atava Arjuna, Vishtabhyam Idam Krishnam Yekanshena Sito Jagatam. The entire universe is supported by the fragment of my energy, divine energy. I sustain them. Arjuna, when he, after hearing that one, he was totally bowled out. Earlier he was saying, in the first chapter he was very arrogant. I want to see who dares to fight. Lord Shri Krishna wanted to curb his arrogance, deliberately positioned. So, and instead of seeing, he started getting attached to his relatives and friends. In the 11th chapter, Arjuna starts with, he became very submissive and repeat after me. Arjunovacha Madanugrahaya Paramam Guhya Adhyatma Sanjitam Yatvayoktam Vachastena Mohoyam Vigato Mama Madanu Ana Mad Anugrahaya Paramam. You have, Shri Krishna, Arjuna says, how much of grace you have shown, how much of blessings you have poured on to me, how much of divine grace you poured on to me, I can't explain. Mad Anugrahaya Paramam. You have done anugraha, great favor to me. I was going in a wrong way. Out of compassion, with the great favor you have done unto me, mad anugrahaya paramam. Anugraha means the grace. Parama means highest of the grace you bestowed on to me, removed my ignorance. Mad anugrahaya paramam guhya adhyatma sanjitam. You reveal the top secret to me. Top guhya adhyatma sanjitam. Adhyatma, adhyatma. Adhyatma, adhyatma vidya vidyanam. Of all the sciences, inner science is the highest of the science. Shri Krishna talks about in the shloka, adhyatma vidya vidyanam. Adhyatma of the all the knowledge of the inner science, very few people talk about. Nobody is interested in talking about. If a teacher is available, students are not interested in hearing the inner science. Everyone is interested in outer science, which is subject to change. Yes, Shri Krishna, Arjuna says, with you bestowed on me the highest of the grace by revealing the top secret adhyatma vidya. Yet tvayokta yet tu ukta vachastena mohoyam vigato mama. Arjuna says, yet tu ukta, whatever you talked about, that one vachastena, that your the profound talk, mohoyam, my confusions, the deep ignorance built up in me, Vigato mama gata. Gata has gone. Vigata means gone forever. Gone for the confusion has gone. My ignorance has melted out after hearing your after you bestowed the highest of the grace on me. Bhavapi, bhava, bhava, bhava. Apyaya, hi, bhutanam, shruto, vistarasho maya, tvatta, kamalapatraksha, mahatma, api, cha, avyayam. And in the from the 10th chapter, Arjuna picks up this one, bhava. Bhava apyaya. Bhava means coming into the life. Apyaya means what is going away from life. Bhava means also means born. Apyaya means death. Beings come and go. Bhutanam, all beings, they come and go. And Shruto Vistara Show Mama, all beings, you are the origin of everyone's birth and death. You talked about Vistara Show Maya, you talked about that one in elaborately. Twatta, tu, twatra, twatta, Kamalapatraksha. He now looking at Lord's eyes, your lotus eyes. Lotus eyes, indirectly Arjuna is also asking for that type of eyes, lotus eyes. He is also looking at Lord's eyes, tvatva, tvatta kamalapatraksha, lotus-like eyes, mamatma apichavyayam, mahatma mapichavyayam. He is talking about lotus eyed Lord Pundarikaksha. Pundarikaksha, I heard about the greatness, your greatness, from you alone, Pundarikaksha. In the eyes, all parts requires cleaning, in the washing, bath, everything, but eyes remains fresh all the time. It remains fresh always. Eyes are remains fresh and no further cleaning is required. And Pundarikaksha sa bahyantara shuchihi. And in the taking the bath also, there is a mantra. Thinking about in the taking the bath, we think we are getting cleaned. It is think of the Pundarikaksha. Pundarikaksha, Lord's eyes. Sa bahyantara shuchihi. When you think of Lord's big eyes, you are getting purified from within and out. When you go to the temple, you look at the Lord's eyes also. Whether many places when you go, as if Lord is looking at you. You feel good about that one. When you go to Jagannatha Puri, Lord with the big eyes. Big eyes, Pundarikaksha. Through my eyes, I am sucking out all your sins. That big eyes, Jagannatha Puri. Why that eyes? Big eyes, he is drawing all our impurities out. We are getting purified both from inside and outside. That is why that Lord, in the Jagannath Puri especially, big eyes, look at my eyes. I am drawing all your kleshas through my eyes. And Pundarikaksha, it is, there is, sa Pundarikaksha sa bahyantara shuchihi. In the, while taking the bath also, think of the Pundarikaksha for inner and outer purification. Evameta
Yata
Tattvam ఆత్మానం
పరమేశ్వర
ద్రష్టుమిచ్చామి తే రూపం ఐశ్వరం పురుషోత్తమ ఏవమేత యత ఏవమేత యత తత్వ ఆత్మానం పరమేశ్వరః. అండ్ శ్రీ అర్జున అగైన్ సేస్ ఏవమేత యత తత్వ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు హావ్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ఓ పరమేశ్వర ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ ఇన్ ద 10th చాప్టర్ అర్జున శ్రీ కృష్ణ సేస్ హీస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద గరుడా ఇస్ దేర్ హీస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద ఐరావత హీస్ దేర్ ఇన్ సూర్య హీస్ దేర్ ఇన్ శివ హీస్ దేర్ ఇన్ వసు హీస్ దేర్ అండ్ హీస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద ఓషన్ హీస్ దేర్ ఇన్ హిమాలయ హీస్ దేర్ ఇన్ క్రొకొడైల్ అండ్ హీ గేవ్స్ గేవ్ అబౌట్ 97 ప్లేసెస్ వేర్ హీస్ దేర్ 96 ప్లేసెస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్. నౌ అర్జున సేస్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ దట్ వన్. యు సెడ్ యు ఆర్ దేర్ యు ఆర్ దేర్ యు ఆర్ దేర్ హీ సేస్ ద్రష్టుమిచ్చామి తే రూపం ఐశ్వరం యువర్ గ్లోరీ యు టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ దట్ వన్. ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ యువర్ గ్లోరీ హౌ యు జస్ట్ సెడ్ హీస్ దేర్ హీస్ దేర్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ రామ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ గంగా యు ఆర్ దేర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ ఫస్ట్ హ్యాండ్. అండ్ అర్జున నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక సేస్ హీ అగ్రీస్ టు సీ ఆల్సో యు నీడ్ టు హ్యావ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ యు నీడ్ టు హ్యావ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఇఫ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు ఎ చైల్డ్ ఆస్క్ అబౌట్ ఇన్ ద అడ్వాన్స్డ్ సైన్స్ పేరెంట్స్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దే సే చిల్డ్రన్ వోంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దే హ్యావ్ టు కమ్ డౌన్ టు ద చిల్డ్రన్ లెవెల్ బెస్ట్ టీచర్ ఇస్ ద వన్ హూ క్యాన్ బ్రింగ్ ద ప్రొఫౌండ్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు ద ఆర్డినరీ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఇఫ్ ద ప్రొఫౌండ్ నాలెడ్జ్ క్యాన్ బి స్పోకన్ కమ్యూనికేటెడ్ ఇన్ ఆర్డినరీ లాంగ్వేజ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఎ గ్రేట్ టీచర్ ప్రొఫౌండ్ ఎస్ ప్రొఫౌండ్ యూ క్యాన్ కీప్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ ప్రొఫౌండ్ బట్ ఆర్డినరీ పీపుల్ కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ వన్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ప్రొఫౌండ్ వన్ ఎ గ్రేట్ టీచర్ నోస్ హౌ టు బ్రింగ్ ఇట్ టు ఇన్ ద సింపుల్ వర్డ్స్ హియర్ అర్జున ఆస్ దట్ వన్ మన్యసే
యది
తచ్చక్యం మయా ద్రష్టో ఇతి ప్రభో యోగేశ్వర తథో మే త్వం దర్శయ ఆత్మ అవ్యయం మన్యసే యది తచ్చక్యం మయా ద్రష్టుమితి ప్రభో యోగేశ్వర తథో మే త్వం దర్శయామాత్మమవ్యయం మన్యసే యది తచ్చక్యం ఇఫ్ యు థింక్ ఐ యామ్ ఫిట్ ఎనఫ్ టు బిహోల్డ్ హీ సేడ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ అండ్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక హీ సేస్ ఇఫ్ యు థింక్ ఐఎమ్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ if you think I am good enough if you think I am qualified manyase yadi tat shakyam tat shakya you if you think I am qualified enough to behold your vishwarupa behold that one maya drashtumiti prabhu tat shakya I am qualified enough I am fit enough I am worthy enough to comprehend your cosmic form yogeshwara tato me tvam darshayam atmam avyayam if you think I'm qualified please reveal that one to me reveal that one to me and arjuna as arrogance has totally melted down and he says if you think I'm good enough if you think I'm qualified enough please reveal that one. I want to behold that one. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Pashyame Partha Rupani.
Pashyame Partha Rupani.
Shatashota Sahasrashaha.
Shatashota Sahasrashaha.
Nana Vidani Divyani.
Nana Vidani Divyani.
Nana Varna Kriti Nicha.
Nana Varna Kriti
Nicha. Shri Krishna says, Pashya me, look. Look means Arjuna is blank. And God's infinite form is eternal. What Shri Krishna says, my Vishwarupa is always there. You see, Shri Krishna did not say, wait, I will go behind the stage or put on the some costumes and come. He says, you see, I am always have the cosmic form. And Pashyame Partha Rupani Shata Shota Sahasrasha. Hundred or thousands of forms. Nana Vidhani Divyani and various forms. Glorious forms, various colors. Kriti Nicha, various forms, innumerable forms, you see. And then Shri Krishna says, Pashyadityan, Vasun Rudran, Ashvino Marutastata, Bahuni, Adrishtapurvani,
Adrishtapurvani,
Pashyascharyani Bharata,
Pashyascharyani Bharata.
And Shri Krishna says, in the 10th chapter, he talked about, he is there in Aditya, he is there in Marut, he is there in Rudra, he is there in Vasu, and Pashya Adityan, look at the Adityas. Vasus, 8 Vasus, C 11 Rudras, 49 Maruts, Bahuni Adrishta Purvani, various, never have been seen by you before. Never heard of that one, Pashyas Ascharyani Bharata. So wonderful. In the 10th chapter, he heard, Arjuna heard about divine grace. After hearing, we want to see, after hearing, it's like Kalpana heard about Javan, heard about it is good. Yes, I want to see, and it is after hearing, you want to see. And Arjuna also, after heard in the 10th chapter, I want to see, he says, I won't be satisfied without seeing. I heard enough. I want to see. And Shri Krishna says, see, Arjuna, Aditya, Vasu, Rudra, Ashwini Kumaras, Marut, Adrishta Purvani, never have been seen by Pashyascharya, most wonderful, never seen. You see that one. Iha
ekastam
jagat krishnam pashyad yasacharacharam mama dehe guda kesha
drashtumichasi.
And Shri Krishna talks about iha ekastam, in this body, in one body, and you see entire thing, sacharai, moving and unmoving things. Mama dehe o gudakesha, I explained in the 10th chapter, gudakesha means, one meaning is curly hairs, Another one is one who has conquered the sleep. Arjuna also, in 6 months of penance, he did not sleep for getting the Pashupata Astra. For that, he got the name Gudakesha. Mamadehe Gudakesha Eschani Drashtumichasi. Whatever you want to see, you can see. Whatever you want to see, you see in my body. In my body. And in Ramayana, it comes Vishwamitra, Durvasa went to Lord Ramachandra. Ramachandra's in the Uttarakhanda, it comes, I'm hungry, I want food, and I want it now. So, Lord Ramachandra put his hand forward, take what you want, you take. Fresh, hot, whatever Durvasa wanted, straight. Durvasa, if Lord Ramachandra went to kitchen and asked the chef to prepare, and it's late, and any already cooked food, it is a stale food, he won't take. He wanted it now. When Lord Ramachandra gave, take whatever you want. Whatever you want, order, it is coming. And seeing that one, Durvasa Rishi says, you are none other than Narayana. You are none other than Vishnu, and he bowed down. That incident came to bring out Lord Ramachandra's greatness. People say Lord Ramachandra, like us, he lost his wife and started crying. Ordinary, they tried to bring down, and Durvasa Rishi, he himself says, you are none other than Mahavishnu, and bow down. Here, Sri Krishna says the same. Whatever you want to see, you see. Whatever you want to wish to see, you can see in my body. But, Sri Krishna says, but, natumam shakyase drashtu yeneiva swachakshusha divyam dadami te chakshu pashyame yoga aishwaram natumam shakyate drashtu yeneiva swachakshusha divyam dadami te chakshu pashyame yoga aishwaram. Sri Krishna says, but this form you can't see with your eyes. Our organs has a limited bandwidth. Our eyes, if it is so bright, tomorrow also it's a very hot day, so very bright. If it is too bright, you can't read also. You need some sunglasses to read. Put your hand around your eyes to read. Too bright, you can't read. Too dim, you can't read. Eyes can see, it has one bandwidth. Within that bandwidth only you can see. If the sound is too low pitch, you can't hear. Too high pitch, you can't hear. Our hearing has a bandwidth. Our senses has a bandwidth. Sri Krishna says, your eyes do not have a bandwidth to behold of me. To see me, you need a special eye. Divyam dadami te chakshuhu. I will give you divine eyes, with that you can comprehend. Many weary readers, casual readers, they read text and say, there is nothing in this one. I can't see anything. It's a waste of time. Ask the children to do what is there. The children's eyes are not trained, and we also, many things we don't see. We don't see when we read. It is all like a fairy tale, and we don't see. What Sri Krishna says, to hear, understand what teacher is talking. Teacher has spent years of sadhana behind where he is. You can't just one class attending, it is all, I don't believe. You have to have put in the work, effort. Then only you understand what teacher is trying to communicate. What Sri Krishna says, Divyam Dadamite Chakshuhu. You don't understand. You are not tuned to what the teacher is talking about. You are not tuned at all to get the signal. You have to do the sadhana. Years of sadhana you have to put in to understand what the teacher is communicating. Sri Krishna here tells Arjuna, you can't see. My cosmic form is always there, but you don't see. You can't see. You only you can see with my grace, I will give you special eyes. And when Lord gave the special eyes, towards the end of this chapter, Arjuna says, please take it back. I can't see further. I'm scared. I can't comprehend. I want to see your original form. Please take your divine eyes back. Please, I request. And he got so petrified seeing everything. He could able to see past, present, future, everything in one go. And he was so scared. He requested Sri Krishna, please, I want to see your original form. Original form, I can't behold this one. To hold that one also, Arjuna initially in the chapter, he says, I want to behold, and if I am qualified, when Lord gave, and after seeing, he got scared, please take it back, I understood, I am thy disciple. He submitted, so this chapter it is talking about to get to the sadhana. Sadhana is not a one day sadhana, you need to put in lot of work. Lot of sadhana is there, lot of dedication is there, lot of dedication, then only divine grace befalls on you. It is not one day attempt and give some donation to some place and like a magic happens. It's a divine adhyatma vidya. You have to put in years of sadhana before you can comprehend the higher truth. In the first stroke, I have touched upon 8 shlokas. We will rehash that one in the coming weeks. Repeat again. Arjuna vacha madanugrahaya paramam guhya adhyatma sanjnitam yatvayoktam vachastena mohoyam vigato mama. One more time. Madanugrahaya paramam guhya adhyatma sanjnitam yatvayoktam vachastena mohoyam vigato mama bhavapyayo hi bhutanam shuto vistarasho maya tvatta kamala patraksha mahatmam apichavyayam bhavapyayo hi bhutanam shuto vistarasho maya tvatta kamala patraksha mahatmam apichavyayam evametadyata tattvam atmanam parameshwara ద్రష్టుమిచ్ఛామి తే రూప ఐశ్వరం పురుషోత్తమ ఏవమేతదత తత్వం ఆత్మానం పరమేశ్వర ద్రష్టుమిచ్ఛామి తే రూపం ఐశ్వరం పురుషోత్తమ మన్యసే యది తచ్చక్యం మయా ద్రష్టుమితి ప్రభో యోగేశ్వర తతో మే త్వం దర్శయామాత్మమవ్యయం శ్రీభగవానువాచ పశ్య మే పార్థరూపాణి శతశోతా సహస్రశః నానావిధాని దివ్యాని నానావర్ణాకృతీని చ శ్రీభగవానువాచ పశ్య మే పార్థరూపాణి శతశోతా సహస్రశః నానావిధాని దివ్యాని నానావర్ణాకృతీని చ పశ్యాదిత్యాన్ వసూన్ రుద్రాన్ అశ్వినో మరుతస్తత బహూని అదృష్టపూర్వాణి పశ్యశ్చర్యాణి భారత పశ్యాదిత్యాన్ వసూన్ రుద్రాన్ అశ్వినో మరుతస్తత బహూని అదృష్టపూర్వాణి పశ్యశ్చర్యాణి భారత ఇహైకస్తం జగత్కృష్ణం పశ్యద్యా సచరాచరం మమ దేహే గుడాకేశ యశ్చాన్యా ద్రష్టుమిచ్ఛసి ఇహైకస్తం జగత్కృష్ణం పశ్యద్యా సచరాచరం మమ దేహే గుడాకేశ యశ్చాన్యా ద్రష్టుమిచ్ఛసి నతు మాం శక్యసే ద్రష్టుం అనేనైవ స్వచక్షుషా దివ్యం దదామి తే చక్షు పశ్య మే యోగమైశ్వరం వసుదేవసుతం దేవం కంసచాణూరమర్దనం దేవకీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం.